The gospel for Easter Sunday morning begins with a question rather than an answer, because they did not yet understand what it meant to rise from the dead. And Mary Magdala and the other women, they experienced the stone rolled back. Peter and John go and they look in and they see the empty tomb. But it's just a question. What happened? Who took him? Where is he? They don't understand yet that he had to rise from the dead. And isn't that the way we are in our faith life? We're always a little bit behind the eight ball. We never quite fully understand what it means to rise from the dead. But fortunately, the church does sacraments in advance of the full understanding. So we marry people on the first day of their marriage, not on the 50th anniversary when they know what it really was they were doing. Priests are ordained on the first day of their priesthood, not on the 50th anniversary when they really understand what it means to be an ordained priest. Likewise, we baptize infants who are only a few weeks old. What do they know? They know nothing. And yet we grace them from the beginning. Grace comes first and then understanding. And so the grace of God in Jesus comes first. And he spends 3 years teaching these people. And he talks about all these kinds of things beforehand. He predicts his passion and his resurrection weeks, maybe even years before the event, and they don't understand, they don't get it at all. It's not until after the resurrection that they begin to put the pieces together. It all kind of flows together once they understand what it means to rise from the dead. But at this point, they don't know that yet. Easter is largely about baptism. Because there is where we immerse ourselves initially into this paschal mystery, this mystery of the dying and rising of Christ and our involvement in it. And long before we fully understand, we dive into the mystery. An ancient bishop said, "Blessed are those who have plunged themselves into the water of life, trusting in the resurrection." And our parents brought us to the font last night. A number of people who do know what they're doing, somewhat, adults and teenagers, etc., walked through that font. They stepped down into the death of Christ and rose out the other side, sharing in his resurrection, facing the altar, because the font always leads to the altar. The initiation into the mystery leads to the fullness of the mystery. Because here we are eating a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. This is the realized kingdom of the future that isn't here yet, and yet we're eating and drinking it already. The New Testament authors love to say that the prophets of the Old Testament, going centuries back before Jesus, the prophets of the Old Testament, they didn't see the full revelation, but they saluted it from afar. They anticipated something that they didn't fully experience. And here again, that's who we are. We're not in the realized kingdom yet. We're very aware that sin still reigns. We're very aware that of our weaknesses and our sin and the frustration with our world that is so imperfect. And yet we are saluting that final realization from afar. We are trusting in the resurrection. We're trusting that grace and God's presence in our lives and the breath of the Spirit are giving us what we need on our pilgrimage journey to that realized kingdom, and trusting that it's coming. And so it's been a long tradition from the early centuries that the assembly faces east while they're praying. And east is the eastern horizon over which the sun, S-O-N, will rise when he comes again. And Christians are often buried facing east with that same anticipation, because when he comes again up over the eastern horizon, they want to be facing him. If they're facing west, they rise up and they have to turn around. No, they're facing east in anticipation of something that they haven't fully realized yet. This church faces kind of northeast, but we're not talking about physical direction here. We're talking about liturgical direction. And liturgical east is always the altar. And so whenever we pray, we're always facing the altar. And we bow to the altar out of reverence. We kiss the altar out of reverence. We incense the altar out of reverence. Because we know in our faith, not by our sight, not by our full realization or full understanding, but we know by faith that this is where we're all headed.